All right, today, welcome to the podcast. I am going to be talking about my biggest bass that I've ever caught. It was 10 pounds, and I caught it with a rattle trap. So what we did, I had this tiny pole, like not tiny, but like not a very good pole, one of those like $10 poles you can get from Walmart or something, because like I wasn't a big fisherman. I loved fishing, but I didn't have good supplies for fishing and all of that. So like they put like good 12 pound test on those weak fishing rods. So we were able to land the fish by dropping the pole and like just taking it in by hand, which isn't the safest thing ever, because my friend Johnny, he got a cut pretty deep across his hand. He didn't need stitches, but he needed those butterfly stitches to hold it together because it was so bad. And yeah, so when my friend Johnny started pulling this in, I just dropped the pole and ran over to him in front of him and got in the water because I had boots on. So I got in the water and started pulling the line with him to get this 10-pound bass in. And my friend Johnny's like, "That's a 7-pounder," when he was feeling the thing and then saw it, like it was a pretty big fish. And he saw it and it was fat, like really fat. And I don't know if I still have the picture of it or not. If I do, I will probably post it on my YouTube channel or Instagram. My YouTube channel, Liam Cole, and then my Instagram is Liam Lyon Cole. Yeah. Cole is spelled K-O-L-L. Anyway, so we start pulling this in, and we get it close to the land, right? And this is with a rattle trap. So we catch it with the rattle trap. I hook it, start reeling it in, and there's absolutely no drag on my fishing rod. So the fish, like, I'm trying to reel it in, but it's not doing anything, and the fish is, like, taking all my line. So my friend, he just goes out there and starts pulling it in with his hands. And so I picked up so we landed the fish finally. I picked it up, we took pictures, and I always kiss my fish. I don't know, it's weird, don't judge me for it. It's just, I've been doing it my entire life and it's never ended, even catfish. So we got it, where there was no pictures of me kissing the fish, but we got a picture of me holding it. And it's like about the size, like it's like the size of my head plus like 3 or 4 pounds. Because like, I don't know, because it was pretty fat. So it was about the size of my head, let's just say. And so I hold it up to my chest. At this time, I don't have a phone, so I can't take a picture of it and send it to my mom. So my friend Johnny sends a picture of it to my mom. And the funniest thing happened, because when he did that, he also sent it to his dad. Like, not in like a group chat or anything, but he also sent it to his dad, not just his mom. So when his dad replied, and his dad, like, did it, "Yeah, buddy." But, like, he read it and said, "Oh, your mom said that." I'm like, "That's weird. Let me see it." I'm like, "Boy, that's your dad." And it was so funny because we just were able to, it because like he sent it to his dad and my mom. So like his dad said something about it. His dad said, "Yeah, buddy." So so he said it was my mom, and I'm like, "No, that's your dad, bro." And he's like, "Oh." So my mom texts back later, "That's so cool," and everything, like my mom was super proud. And like she used to, when she didn't trust me to hook worms, like live worms, I used like fake worms, and I still use live worms, just not as much. And so she used to hook the live worms for me and everything because she didn't trust me doing it and I didn't trust myself doing it. So yeah, I didn't feel too good about doing that stuff. Anyway, and then eventually my friend Johnny, he taught me how to tie a hook on there in the beginning. So like I got to tie the hook on there and everything, yeah. So I put this rattle trap in, caught the fish, everything. So my mom was super proud of me when she texted back. And so my friend Johnny, we threw it back because we weren't able to eat it because it was a public pond. So we kept on going, we kept on fishing, going about our day. We caught a snake that day too. That was funny. And this is three of us. Just me and my friend Johnny were, like, closer than, like, this. Like, so, my friend Diego, he was, like, the third person there. Although he's, like, I don't know, like, it's like, I don't know. We're like, I'm trying to think of what me and my friends are. So So me and Johnny are basically like mustard and ketchup, if you want to put it that way. Like, we're always together. Like, mustard and ketchup aren't always together. Personally, I hate ketchup. But let's just say we're like mustard and ketchup. We're always together, hanging out. And Diego is like mayonnaise. He's sometimes there, but not always there. And at this time, he was there with us. We were walking around, fishing. I caught that big fish. We kept on going about our day. We catch this snake, and my friend Johnny catches this. Although the snake, like, completely devours his hook. So now the snake, we're trying to get this hook out of the snake's esophagus and trying to not let it bite us. And when the snake, like, so when we got it off the hook, my friend had it by the tail, and it's super long, like, I don't know, like, maybe, like, a 5-foot water, it was a water snake, it was, like, a 5-foot water snake, and so, it, like, he held it by the tail, and it tried to yap at him, so he threw it, but he missed the water, so he threw it onto the ground. The snake was okay, but, like, because it started, like, coming after us again, so he just ran, and so we get to the other side of the lake. We start fishing again. And my friend Johnny catches a fish. He weighs it with his scale. And then accidentally drops the fish with the scale still in its mouth. So his fish starts swimming away with the thing. And my friend Diego catches a different fish. But caught the scale too. He catches a different fish and caught the scale. But he almost had a 2-in-1 because the scale was still attached to the fish. But his fish got away and we weren't able to get the scale. So my friend Johnny, he has this digital scale. So it was a really nice scale. And he accidentally dropped it. So that's like $30 or $40 down the drain for that digital scale that he accidentally dropped. He got a new one, but like his, yeah. And then he had this old scale that we used for the rest of the day, but it was broken and it was off by 2 pounds or whatever. It was low by 2 pounds. And it was super weird because like we catch a fish. Oh, this is a 1 pounder. And then we're like, oh wait, this is a 3 pounder. Because we were like so confused because this fish looks like a 1 pounder. Although it's actually, this fish looks bigger than a 1 pounder. But our scale says it's a 1 pounder, but it actually wasn't a 1 pounder. It was a 3 pounder. If you get what I'm saying. And if you don't know much about fish, this is largemouth bass, sunfish. All the fish you'd like normally see in a lake. So when we go with worms, we normally put the bigger hooks and catch bass, and then smaller hooks for sunfish and stuff because they don't have big mouths. So anyway, Let me think. So, we keep on going about our day. And then we go up to this bridge. We decide to go to a different spot once we get to the bridge. We decide to go to this other lake that we know there's a bunch of, like, 1 pound bass, and it's pretty cool. So, we catch a bunch of 1 pound bass. It's all fun, although I accidentally did this, and I felt super bad about it, because we were, like, in front of us, there's these, a school of minnows, so we would just lift up our pole really fast and catch a, minnow or two, and then we'd put it on the hook so it would stay there and alive, and then we cast it out to where more of the 1 pound bass were. So we do that. Although the bass there, they just ate and they didn't move. They wouldn't like try and take it and run away. So I just set my pole down, right? And I decide to pick it up and reel it in to see if my bait was still there. And I reeled it in. Then then we get it in, and then we can't get the hook out of its, throat area. So it eventually dies. We stab it because, we didn't want it to suffer anything, and we knew it was going to die because, this hook was, hooked in its esophagus where, it couldn't eat anything. So, we knew it was going to die, so we stabbed it, so it didn't have to suffer or anything. After we stabbed it, we threw it back in, and, there's turtles in there. So, one of the turtles, it wasn't a big turtle either, it was just a regular-sized red-eared slider. And we throw the fish back in, and this red-eared slider just comes and takes the fish and starts eating at it at the bottom. And it was super weird to see. So the bass just sat there while we were still fishing. Although I made sure just to reel the stuff in slowly instead of just letting it sit. And that way it doesn't, the fish doesn't try and swallow it. Because the minnow last time, we knew it couldn't swallow because the minnow last time ripped off the hook and, like, kept in its mouth. But, like, the fish couldn't swallow the minnow. So the minnow was just sitting there, not on the hook, just sitting there on top of the hook because it couldn't swallow, the fish couldn't swallow anything, so it couldn't swallow the minnow. So it was just sitting there, so we decided to stab it, right? And that's all fine and dandy. So we go to bed, wake up at like 3 a.m., decide to go down. So we go to bed after that. Like, we go home, go to bed. Like, we're not having a sleepover or anything. Yeah, we're not having a sleepover or anything. So, my friend, so we woke up at 3 a.m., got up, took our flashlights, our brightest ones, and we decided to go down to Spring Creek, this area, and so we fish there, and I catch this 10-15 pound catfish, and like, I didn't tell you all this, but like, I'm kind of like, I'm not scared of holding catfish anymore, but like, I was, because if you know that little skin area in between your thumb and your pointer finger, index finger, whatever you want to call it, a catfish cut right there, although it cut pretty deep, and it pretty much scared me pretty, and it scared me, like, really badly, so we decided not to do that anymore, and, yeah, so we don't, so I don't hold it anymore. My friend Johnny, he picks it up, we weigh it, he almost drops it, he drops the fish and the scale again for the second day in a row, and he almost lost that scale, although he took the scale just in time to get the fish with it. So he took the catfish off, held it correctly and everything so it wouldn't cut him or anything, and I call my mom to make sure it's okay if I can bring this fish home. Because we're allowed to bring fish home from here. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And as soon as I hang up, my friend accidentally drops the fish. So he drops the fish and we're like, oh God. Because we were going to actually eat this fish, skin it, everything, and he accidentally drops the fish. So, we didn't eat that night because we were having a sleepover. We didn't eat that night for one reason, because I told my mom, we're not going to eat tonight if my friend accidentally drops this. And like, she's like, okay. Just don't drop it so you have something to eat. And my friend drops it as soon as we hang up. And so we don't eat anything that night because we decide to keep it like we could have. It's not that like my mom wasn't going to feed us or anything. It's that we didn't want to because like we wanted to keep our promise. And we got it on film and we're going to post it to YouTube. And we were filming a sleepover, so we decided just to not. Not to worry about it. I forgot where I was. Like, okay. Alright, I'm just gonna start here. So, we filmed the sleepover. And we were gonna post all of it to YouTube, the catfish, everything. And I put my mom on speaker so the camera could hear what my mom was saying and that, like, she was fine with us not eating. Like, she wasn't fine with it, but she said, all right, fine, because she knew that we were, like, serious about this. And so my friend Johnny accidentally drops it. We go home. We film the sleepover too. But we decide not to eat because we didn't want YouTube knowing that we, like, wussed out of, like, not eating. Like, of saying that we wouldn't eat if we dropped the fish or anything. So, YouTube's all like, so we're just like, we're going to post this on YouTube, so we're not going to eat. And that way, we don't have to worry about it. And then, we go to my friend's house, and his backyard backs up right to this lake. So we just catch catfish there at night. And, like, we stay there until, like, 12 a.m. And then we decide to finally go in. But at, like, I don't know, at, like, 8 p.m. or something, I went to get these chairs. And I hear this big splash. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. A tree doesn't normally fall in here. Because I saw something, like, fall. But it turns out it wasn't a tree. And we shine the light on it just to make sure, like, nothing, like, to, like, see if there was anything there. We shine the light on it, and there's this, like, 30, like, not 30, but, like, I don't know, like, 10-foot long gar sitting there. And we're like, that's what made it. And, like, we love gar and everything, and we try and fish for it, but they keep on eating our lines and stuff. And the one time we actually got a gar landed, it had like 3 or 4 hooks in its mouth. So we took those out for the gar and everything. But like it had 3 or 4 hooks in its mouth. And it was super weird because like it didn't like. Because we had to take him out. Although the skin grew back around it, so it was super hard to take it out. We finally did it by just cutting off the barbs and, like, sticking it through. But we didn't want to do that. We just wanted to, like, get it out. But in the end, we didn't decide to do that, and we just cut the barbs off and put those off to the side. Took the hooks out and put those off to the side, and then we did everything. And then we took all of that and threw it into the trash. And yeah, and that's pretty much our entire weekend. We slept over. We tried to do all night by watching TV. Although it didn't work. We were watching Chasing Monsters. Something like that. It wasn't Chasing Monsters. It was a fishing show about, like, this guy, he's in the Amazon and catching these piranhas, catching, like, stuff that's in the Amazon stuff that's not everywhere else. There's some species that, like, are in other places. It's just, like, they're not everywhere else, and they're mostly in the Amazon. I forgot what it was called. Anyway, that's it for an entire weekend, and I will talk next podcast, obviously, I guess.